From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey now with some extremely local news. And we've heard all about NASCAR, but there's a big bike race coming, isn't there, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, it's going to be a NASCAR-like bike race going through the Fulton Market neighborhood July 28th. And it's if you're into bike racing, I think this could be a really great event. They are closing down a big section of Fulton Market, and they're going to have up to 800 riders throughout the day going in just different races. But basically, the course is up and down Fulton and Lake, and then turning at Sangamon and Racine. So it's going to be riding through city streets. They're saying it's the largest ever bike race in the city of Chicago, and this one's going to be the largest road race in America. It's called the Fulton Market Grand Prix, naturally. These guys get up to about 30 miles an hour on their bikes, which is you see some of those people in Fulton Market riding that fast, but not 70 guys all at once elbow to elbow as the Peloton like swoops by. So expect traffic July 28th, of course. There's going to be parking restrictions, but I would say if you want to go down to Fulton Market, do it for the bike race. Don't do it for the parking and traffic that weekend.
Yeah, good point. Let's go to the south side now. This is a great business story about a coffee shop. Tell us about it.
I love this one. This is a place called Aaron's Cup. It's at 1212 West 111th Street in Morgan Park. And the cool part about it is that it's owned and run by a 17-year-old. Erin Polk launched it when she was a senior at De La Salle High School last year. She just turned 18 and is heading off to Georgia State University. But she's been running this. She's been staffing it. She's been working the counter. She's been doing payroll. Everything that's involved in a small business. But doing it while you're a senior in high school is something I sure as heck wouldn't have been able to do, but she got a leg up from her mom, who runs a catering business, and got some startup help. But it's been her business, and it's been kind of a hit in the Morgan Park neighborhood. She said she saw an opportunity there. Lots of coffee shops opening on the north side, but Morgan Park really could use something like this. So she lives in suburban Frankfort, is heading to Georgia in the fall, but she's still going to have a hand in the business. She's going to lean into her partners a little bit more, obviously, when she's off at class. But I see a bright future. If you can do this at 17 and 18, let's see where Erin Polk goes from here, because she's got quite the entrepreneur spirit.
Yeah, good for her. 1212 West 111th Street for that. And then quickly, Seamus, tell us about this. This is another great business story, the Pilsen Brewery.
Yeah, this is a place called Monochrome Brewery, Pilsen's latest brewery. It just opened. It's at 2101 South Carpenter Street in the Pilsen neighborhood. It used to be the Low Res Brewery, if people remember that. That closed a couple years ago, but some Pilsen natives actually got together to open this themselves. Luis Flores, Enrique Rivera are from Pilsen, and they said, hey, we wanted to put some Pilsen flavor into this neighborhood. So they've redone the place. They're brewing their own beers there. They're going to have events. And it's for all of you making beer in your kitchens or in your garages, that's how Luis Flores got his start. He said he made a terrible cherry-flavored beer in 2016 and has been working on it ever since. So they're ready to go. So check it out, 2101 South Carpenter Monochrome Brewery. He's an artist, so he called it after monochrome.
I like it. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Have a good weekend.